Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he'll implement all of the police reforms proposed by his task force. Those include the creation of a new police watchdog office, which will have oversight and subpoena power. Walsh says what he heard after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis made him understand the importance of reforms.
What I realized was doing better than before just isn't enough. Doing better than other cities is just not enough. We have to change the system that we inherited.
For more on this, we're joined by WBUR's Allie Jarmanning. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Deb.
So walk us through some of these recommendations.
Yeah, so the big thing is this new independent office that will importantly have subpoena power to compel documents and witnesses in investigations. And that would actually give the office teeth to get things done. Other changes include enhancing the current use of force policies with clear and enforceable discipline for violating them and creating a list of zero tolerance offenses that would lead to terminations. Every uniformed police officer, regardless of rank or shift, would have to wear a body camera, and the cameras would have to be on almost all the time. And there would be a lot more publicly available information, including weapons discharges, use of force, deaths in custody, and a list of problem officers. And at the press conference yesterday, Walsh spoke directly to officers who might worry about these changes, saying they have nothing to fear if they're doing the right thing.
If you're an officer, sworn officer in Boston Police Department, and there's no reason for you to have to come in front of this board as long as you do your job the way that 99.9% of our police officers do their job in Boston.
And Allie, what's the plan for implementing these reforms and the timeline?
So the task force gave recommendations for timing, and they said they should be done within 6 months, which is really quick. And there are some things that the city can't do on its own, like change the civil service laws. So Walsh says he's filing legislation with the state that would change the preference in hiring and promotions to give more weight to Boston High School graduates who are predominantly non-white. And speaking of the State House, there's still a statewide police reform bill stalled as House and Senate leaders try to work out a compromise.
Now, it's been a struggle in Boston to implement police reforms in the past. What do folks say about how this time might be different?
Yeah, right. And in fact, one of the branches of this new Office of Police Accountability and Transparency will be a reconstituted co-op board. The co-op failed in part because it had no real authority to investigate the department. And many people look at the powerful Boston Police Patrolmen's Association as a roadblock to implementing many of these changes. The task force noted that a number of the reforms will require bargaining with the various police unions, like the expansion of the body camera program. And I should note, we reached out to the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association yesterday, but they did not get back to us. The task force didn't meet with the union, but there were two police officers on the panel. One of them was Sergeant Eddie Crispin, who heads up the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. He said he's told his fellow officers that change is inevitable.
I think with time, people will acquiesce and conform with some of the with the recommendations.
And the city is actually currently negotiating a new contract with the Patrolmen's Union right now.
And aside from those on the task force, what are some others saying about these reforms?
Yeah, I called former city councilor Charles Yancey to get his take. Yancey spent more than 30 years on the council fighting unsuccessfully for a real civilian oversight board. He says if the police unions refuse to cooperate with the reforms, it's going to be a real leadership challenge for the mayor and the police commissioner.
It should not be up to the police department to determine whether or not they'll be held accountable.
Yancey is also worried that the Office of Police Accountability will be too beholden to the police department and the mayor, since all of the appointees would be made by the mayor.
Now, Allie, there's been debate about this across the country and in Boston, including calls to defund the police. Did the task force look at that?
Not exactly, though they did note that these reforms should not add to the Boston police budget. And they did give a bit of a nod to the calls for at least reducing the reliance on police. The task force says the city should look for ways to shift responsibility from police, like responding to calls about those experiencing homelessness, substance abuse, mental health crises. And finally, they say these recommendations are a floor, not a ceiling on police reform. They had 60 days to come up with these proposals, and they say there's a lot more work to be done.
All right. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.